There you go.
Okay. Hello. Good evening. My name is Wim.
Hey, Wim.
Hello. Well, I'm very nervous. My head is running. So I've got to be calm again. I can tell you all my life has been in... drugs have been important to me. Perhaps I better tell you about the end of my usage. I had to stop working. My girlfriend died. And I had to stop working. And when I stopped, I wanted to quit medication. And I wanted to quit everything I used, you know. And I tried to do it. I stopped medication I had. I had two kinds of medication. And after 9 months, I got angry and fucked up and I used again. And it took a couple of months and I was totally done. I was totally done, man. The drugs didn't work anymore. I was sick, couldn't breathe anymore. And then I got a sign that I was going to die if I would continue to live that way. I knew I had to stop, and it took me a couple of months to go to the clinic, and I'm not relaxed at this moment. I'm not relaxed. I'm not. There's no flow in how I talk. But I went to the clinic and I found NA over there. And I didn't understand anything about it. I got home. I went to a meeting. And I got help over there. After a month, they took me to the EVC. And then they said I had to quit medication. I used antidepressants for 25 years. I had to stop that too. And then the story of recovery began. And then when I stopped medication, drugs, not much was left of me. You know, my world was so small, became so small, and I was lucky to have a sponsor like Petter. He said, you have to go on, and it will be better in the after a couple of months." I didn't say that, but he said it will be better. Every day I had a meeting, and after the meeting, I felt relief. So I had a meeting every day. And I started to walk in the forest to get through the pain. I don't know. But my story doesn't run at this moment. You know, I can't find the right words. There's no flow in my head. But I had a relapse, and then I got fear. Then the fear was there. And I knew I had to make a new start, so I made a new start. And since then, I'm totally committed to the tools and staying in NA, you know? I'm at this moment, I'm committed to NA, you know? And at first, I didn't want to die. That's sounds a little bit dramatic, but I didn't want to die. And I wanted to fight. And of course, oh man, my story doesn't flow. Difficult to talk now about my experiences. Difficult, doesn't flow. I'm too much in my mind. What I can say is that, well, using drugs, I started when I went to big town where there was a university. There I started drugs. I didn't feel comfortable. I found a friend, and well, we experimented with drugs, and well, after 3 years, I wanted to stop, and then I got kind of insane. And I thought by myself, hey, when I will not use drugs anymore, one day I will be sane, you know, because I got obsessions, fear came into me, nervous, and I went to psychiatrists, yeah, got medication, and I tried to hang on. And I finished the study, I got a wife, I married, but I felt alone also in my marriage. So I used again, against my will, and I had to divorce, and I became sick. Commit suicide, and they ended in an institution. Well, it was all drama. It was all drama. I moved, got a house in another town, got a girlfriend. I was looking for some time. And yeah, later on, well, we ended our relationship and started to drink, started to use again. I got friends that also use drugs. Oh, that's a drug story, you know. It's a story you all know, and it's not exciting. I'm stuck in my head, man. It's difficult to tell my story. Difficult to tell the story. I'm in NA now, okay? I had a good day, good enough for me. But I'm too, I have to stop. I can't do it. I can't share, man. I can't share and be, open-minded or, honest. It's too difficult for me now. Difficult.
It's all right, Wim. It's
okay.
It's okay. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
It's too difficult for me, you know. I can tell you what my life is now, because since one and a half year, I apply the program every day. Every day. So, I have to tell you, when I stopped using drugs, every morning I was in chaos. My head was totally upset. And that changed, you know? My father, he was a military man. He was very strict. I can be strict too. And one moment I got in jail. He picked me up. I got in jail. I had a wheat plantage at home. And I was convicted. And, well, I was totally lost. The drugs were stronger than me. I saw myself, you know. I saw what I did. But I couldn't stop it. It was a power greater than myself. A power greater than myself, you know. Drugs were a power greater than myself. Can you believe it? I did the things I didn't want to do. I got in jail and was totally devastated. Totally devastated. Yeah, I tried to commit suicide. It didn't work out. So I woke up in the morning and the doctor came and I thought to myself, fuck, I'm still alive. Yeah, that's what happened. I didn't want to live anymore. But I survived, you know. I survived. And now, yeah. And I had medication, I had drugs. I stopped it all, you know, in NA. I stopped with it. I stopped smoking cigarettes. Well, my heart was not very good anymore, so I got a tube in my heart, a tube in my, how's it called, vein. And I'm healthy again, you know, I'm healthy again. So NA, and in the beginning of NA, I couldn't drive a car because I became angry when another car got aside me. I can't explain, but I had a lot of insanity and normally I'm able to explain more things that helped me with NA, and well, you know, my life is totally changed. The person I met when I stopped using drugs and medication, total other person. I'm totally changed. I've got a sickness, I've got a disease, you know, of addiction. I'm self-centered, I've got resentment, I've got fear. I've got shame, a lot of shame, things I did in the past, but I'm totally changed. I have to live with another person. No, I'm another person now. I'm shy, as I was in the past. I've got feelings. And I've always been proud of the fact that I didn't have feelings and I could laugh about things and be tough, you know. But now I've got feelings and I'm not as tough anymore, but I can be honest. I can be honest, you know. And that's very important to me, to be the person that I have to be, you know. It says, yeah, God gave me a soul. So I have to be the person that I have to be. I can't change it. I want to change it, but can't change it. I have to face my problems. I have to face my personality. I have to face addiction. And when I look at my days now, how I spend my days, most days are good enough. You know, most days are good enough. And that's enough for me now. Because I see myself changing. Small steps are made, but I see myself changing. The thing I do tonight, speaking to a group of people, oh man, that's my greatest fear. I always hide myself. I always hide myself in the past. I didn't want to speak out. I didn't want to say what kind of feelings I had. The emptiness in my heart. No love, no empathy. I mean, I couldn't talk about my feelings. I felt alone. Not dramatic, perhaps, as I'm intended to say, but I always felt alone, lonesome, and now I've got a group of people who understand me, and that's very important to me. I talk with people with the same kind of problems. And that's very important to me, because other people will not understand the sickness of addiction. And the sickness of addiction, it's a very difficult disease. It's everywhere. I try to share. I try to tell something on my life tonight, but addiction went against it, you know, fucked me up for a bit. And it's always there. It's always there in my thinking, in my feeling. And I can say that I regained calmness and rest. And I can say that something told me that I had to stop using drugs. Something told me that I had to stop using drugs. I knew it. And when I came in the program, the feeling embraced me. The feeling embraced me. So that's evidence that this program is very special. And I've always been looking to spiritual solutions in my life. Couldn't find it. Didn't know anything about it. Learned everything with literature of NA. And I didn't know what addiction was. I didn't know that I had a lot of defects. I didn't know what obsession and compulsion was. But I didn't know that I needed to control everything. I didn't know that I could make things very big, very big. Small problems, I blew them up very big. I didn't know that I was so self-centered fear. That's my greatest problem. I didn't know that I feared life and wanted to hide myself in myself and didn't know that it killed me. And so I have to come out of myself and I have to change two things. Thing inside myself and the thing outside myself. How I look at the world and what's inside me and carries me. Those are two things that are important to me. And There are two things that I learned from NA. Just by applying tools, praying. I didn't pray in the past. I do it now, and it helps me. Praying, writing inventory every day, reading, calling with fellows, and a meeting, every day a meeting. And yeah, meeting is so powerful to me. I've got bad days, but when I go to a meeting, I feel well afterwards. No, it improves me. I can sleep well. And I'm not the person now that I wanted to be, and that I could be when I use drugs, because it enlarged me, made me feel very great, very big. But I'm small, and it's superficial. It wasn't me. And it gave me a totally wrong idea of the world and who I was. So, I need a lot of perseverance. I needed a lot of perseverance to stay in NA. Not every day is okay, but I want to be honest. Honesty is the greatest thing for me. Honesty to myself. Who are you? Who are you supposed to be? And that's my drive. And I can see improvement every month when I look at it. And there's one, I always help myself, and I can see now that I have to help other people, you know. And I've got to do something for it. I've got to have courage. I've got to get out of myself. And, perhaps this is a good training for me. Because, it is difficult for me to. I want to make it a big story, you know. I want to tell everything, but I'm also a small story, and what can I say? Well, I just want to make the best of it, you know, the best of every day. I just want to give all my energy to a new way of life. And to make something of it. And I've got two children, and well, of course, the connection with them is very important to me. And, and I want to try to improve myself every day. I suppose that's it. It's, I wanted to tell you another story, but I'm an addict, and sometimes when I try to do something, there are always forces that go against it, and that's addiction, you know. It's a strong force, it's a strong power, and so I will go on with NA, and it's my life style now, and that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say a lot more, but that's it. So I hope you can live with it. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, Wim. And now we will